The MHSAA High School Basketball Playoffs are on 95.9 The Power Cow. Our live coverage of this basketball postseason is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee, Soft Water, AeroQuip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's Chem Dry, East Jackson Community Schools, Napoleon Schools, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton Schools, and Lomar Machine and Tool. Enjoy this broadcast of live high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com, or download our mobile app for free and listen there.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the Ovid LC Marauders in the regional championship at Ithaca High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action this evening on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining us this evening. Again, the game originally going to be on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, WKHM, but got a pretty big Red Wings game this evening. Carter Mazur, Jackson's own Carter Mazur, making his Red Wings debut this evening. So decided to bump this game over to 95.9 The Power Cow. Glad to have you with us, as it was a big win for Lumen Christi in the regional semifinals on Tuesday, 47-44 over Stockbridge. Back and forth the entire game, a defensive chess match, as both teams made adjustments on the fly back and forth to try and gain an edge. And it was Stockbridge that ended up making back-to-back threes to go up 7 points with 4 minutes left, which at that point was the largest lead for either team, only to have Lumen go on an 11-3 run to go up by 1 point with about 90 seconds left, capped off by a Timmy Crowley three-pointer, as the Titans were able to control the ball and force Stockbridge turnovers to hold on for the win. Ashton Cowan, 15 points. Amarian Clay, 11 points for the Titans, as they just proved time and time again, especially in these playoffs no less, that you just cannot count them out, even if they go down a few possessions, even late in the game. It's not over till it's over. And, of course, this Lumen team plays hard, very well coached by Josh Trope. And they just play very well disciplined basketball. They do not stop playing until the final buzzer. They don't give up. And they trust in each other. They believe in themselves. And that's how this team continues to overcome adversity. And, again, having to overcome another late deficit in order to pull off another exciting win back-to-back, if you will. Hanover Horton last Friday and, of course, over Stockbridge on Tuesday. And if they win tonight, they'll make it back to the state quarterfinals for the second season in a row, which will definitely be huge. Likely going to be facing the number one team in Division III, which will be Riverview Gabriel Richard. That one will be at Lincoln High School just south of Ypsilanti on Tuesday. If they are able to get the win tonight, of course, either of these teams will, whoever wins will be going on to play in that one. So Lumen hoping that it will be them. And they're just going to have to play tough against a very unfamiliar opponent. No matchups at all between these two teams, at least in the last 15 to 20 years from what I saw. So perhaps this is the first meeting ever between these two teams. So Lumen Christi, again, they'll have to take on an unfamiliar opponent in the Ovid LC Marauders, which we're going to talk a little bit about them in a bit. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. When we come back, the pregame show, the regional pregame show, will continue as we talk about this one. Lumen Christi and Ovid LC Marauders. We're on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back at Ithaca High School for tonight's regional championship action between the Lumen Christi Titans and the Ovid LZ Marauders. Connor Dockery with you on The Power Cow. As the Ovid LZ Marauders on the season, 20-5 overall, the 24th ranked team in Division III. According to Max Preps, Lumen Christi, the fourth-ranked team with a 22-3 record. Very strong season for this Ovid LZ squad. They went on an 11-game winning streak across December and January. And on the season, four of their five losses came against larger Division II schools, and they split their regular season games against Chesaning, who they ended up defeating on Tuesday night in the regional semifinal. Played a lot of teams, for that matter. A lot of games against Division II teams. Their best wins this season include Stockbridge, Chesaning, and Division II Mount Morris, Durand, and Imlay City. They've had some strong regular seasons in recent history, but struggled to make it past the district tournament until this season. This is the furthest they've made it, actually, in the postseason since 2018, when they lost in the regional semifinals. So this Ovid LZ team, they've already made it further than they have in recent years, and they're trying to keep that momentum going as they try to make it to the Great Eight, the state quarterfinals, again on Tuesday. Ovid LZ in the regional semifinals on Tuesday before our game, our Lumen game that we covered on 970. They beat Chesaning 44-39, as I mentioned. The Marauders went on a big run in the second quarter and continued that momentum into the second half as they built up a double-digit lead. Chesedin eventually able to make some late shots that proved to be too little too late to overcome the deficit. Ovid-Elsie just pretty much able to control the game, up 8 to 10 points the rest of the way. And Chesedin just final minute, down like 10. It's just too little too late at that point. So, again, that final score a little bit closer than when that game ended up being. That big second quarter run that they went on just proved to be too much to overcome. And they have a big crowd tonight. Lumen Christie, of course, a lot of supporters making the trip out here. About an hour and 15 minutes from Lumen Christie High School. Hour and 45 minutes if you incorporate that Lansing construction traffic. But massive crowd on hand for this one, and it's going to be a fun one. Regional championship. That'll do it for the pregame show here on 95.9 The Power Count. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you next on 95.9 The Power Count.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity. Opportunity employer.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back here from Ithaca High School for tonight's regional championship between the Lumen Christie Titans and the Ovid-Elsie Marauders. I'm Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow as we go through the starting lineups here. First for the Titans, starting five, same as the district. The regional semifinal on Tuesday. Marion Quay, Cash Kalahar, Timmy Crowley, Ashton Cowan, and Luke Trope. Head coach is Josh Trope. Meanwhile, for the Ovid-Elsie Marauders, starting five is Travis Milner Jr., Tucker Loins, Trice Tokar, Javen Belil, and Jake Bowen. Head coach is Canyon Walker. Ovid-Elsie, the home team for this one, wearing their home white uniforms, gold numbers trimmed in navy. Bloom and Christie in their road black uniforms with gold numbers. Jump ball between Bowen and Crowley, and Crowley wins out. So it'll be the Titans with the first possession of this one, going from left to right on your radio dial. Currently dribbling around the perimeter, it's Kalahar into the corner for Clay. Dishes it back to the opposite corner. Spin move for Crowley. Stops at the free throw line, extended, and back out to the perimeter for Clay. Back over for Crowley. Now a handoff at the top for Trope. Lines up a straightaway three. That's off the heel, and a rebound down to Bowen. Here come the Marauders up the floor for their first possession. Milner Jr. across the timeline. He's guarded by Trope. Screen coming on the right. He takes it, drives through the lane. Spin move, tough shot, blocked away by Crowley. He gets the rebound, and he pulls the ball up the floor himself for Lumen Christie. Bounce pass into the corner for Kalahar, and back outside for Crowley. Takes the deep three, hesitates. That's off right, and the rebound tracked out to the corner by Tokar. And a foul committed in the backcourt by Clay. That's his first, team's first. No score yet in the first quarter, as we got a substitution already. Broden Burgess into the game for Lumen Christie, replacing Clay. Again, very, very packed crowd this evening. And from what I remember on Tuesday, this was a very, very loud and energetic Ovid Elsie crowd in their win over Chesaning. Through the lane, shuffling it down low to Bowen, up and under. That one's up and in over Crowley. He gets the first bucket of the game, 2-0 Ovid Elsie. Lumen down the floor, into the corner for Trope. He's cut off there by Milner. Goes back out to the perimeter. Crowley at the top of the key. Lumen trying to restart their offense. Hand off for Burgess, and he dribbles near half court. Dishes to the right for Callen. Takes the screen, goes to the right on the baseline, lays it up and in, and the foul. An early three-point play opportunity for Callen. And we're tied at 2 in this first quarter after that foul on Javen Belil, his first. And now an and-one free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Up and in for Callen. Lumen with their first lead, 3-2 over Ovid Elsie. 6:20 to go in the first. Here is Travis Milner Jr. with the ball. Hands off for Tokar, and now up top for Bowen. Fakes the handoff, now gets it to Milner. Pump fake through the lane, now on the right. Three-pointer on the way. That's too strong. Long rebound out. Comes down to Lumen. 2-on-1 the other way. Bad pass. It's intercepted by Belil. Able to disrupt that fast break for the Titans. Now Milner has it for the Marauders. They'll pass back outside to Tokar to slow down the offense for Ovid Elsie. Top of the key, now handoff for Loins. Loses the dribble, tries to save it from out of bounds, and it's right to Crowley. 2-on-1 the other way. Layup on the left hand is good for Callen. Quick 5 points for that man, and it's 5-2 Lumen over Ovid Elsie. Travis Milner Jr. up the floor. Now a quick handoff for Tokar. Bounce pass over to Bowen. Looking for the backdoor cut, doesn't get it. Lumen in a man-to-man zone for this first quarter. Back to Belil in the near side corner. Drives through at the free throw line. Back to the right wing. Driving through, Loins floater up. No, but he is fouled by Kalahar. And he'll get 2 free throws. The first 2 Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws for the Marauders. Tucker Loins, first free throw, yes. Trims the Lumen lead down to 2 points. 5:12 to go in the first quarter here at Ithaca High School, the regional championship. Second free throw up and in as well. 5-4, Lumen over Ovid Elsie. A little bit of a half-court press for Milner, but it's going to be beaten easily by Trope. He backs off. Screen on the left for Crowley. Fires a three straight away. That's in. Luke Trope, now 1 of 2 for deep. 8-4 lead for Lumen, and you know when they get that long ball working, they're tough to stop. Loins at the top for Ovid Elsie. Quick handoff for Tokar. Cut off at the free throw line. Back for Loins. 3 ball. That's off left. Couldn't answer. Rebounded by Cash Kalahar. Here comes Lumen again. 4:39 to go in the first, up 4. Trope through the lane. Dishes to the corner. 3 ball. That's in and out for Burgess. Rebounded by the Marauders. Quickly into the front court. Stopped at the top of the key. Now shovels it to the corner. Quick three ball by Milner Jr. In and out. And the rebound. Last touch out of bounds by Javen Bolil. And Lumen will go the other way. Nice defense so far by Lumen Christie. Really, for the most part, forcing Ovid Elsie to the perimeter. And they haven't really had that success so far. Nice man defense for the Titans as they go up the floor. 8-4 lead. Now for Trope driving through the corner. He passes out, but he is fouled as he was going through the lane. That would have been a wide-open three for Kalahar as well. So that's going to be the first foul on Trice Tokar, team second. Lumen inbounding on the right side of the basket with Crowley, able to get it to the low block for Callen, and he misses that one. Late defensive recovery for Jace Herblett, who just checked in during the break. Layup on the right hand, up and in. A scoop layup there for Trice Tokar, getting his first bucket, and that trims the Lumen lead to two. It's 8-6. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, regional championship. Kalahar has it on the right, back to Crowley up at the top, and now for Trope on the left wing. Good close out there by Milner. Dribbles around the perimeter, step back, now dishes to the right. Crowley, three, nothing but net. Long ball working early for the Titans, leading 11-6. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Ovid Elsie up the floor with Milner Jr. Bounce pass, handoff, head fake through the lane, floater. That's short by Tokar, and a rebound muscled away by Crowley. Brings it across the timeline. Lumen trying to build the lead. Dish on the backdoor cut. Now in the corner, three for Clay. That's too strong. And the rebound pulled down by the Marauders. Boy, that would have been a big one. Now an outlet pass up the floor. It went to Loins and then stripped out of bounds by Kalahar. It would have been a one-on-one, and Loins definitely has the size advantage. So good strip away by Kalahar to force Ovid Elsie to inbound on the right side of the basket with Tokar lobbing it into the top of the key for Bowen. Holds on to it. Lumen still in their man defense. He's going to back down Crowley. Up and under. Ooh, he should have traveled there, but he's going to miss the shot anyways. Cowan to the top of the key, drives through, back outside for Crowley. Nearly lost the dribble. He does. It's going to be poked away by Milner, picked up by Bowen on the steal. 2:45 to go in the first. Lumen leads 11-6 over Ovid Elsie. Marauders ball, bounce pass over to Milner to set up the Marauder offense. Screen on the right for Bowen. Dribbles around the perimeter. Long ball on the right. That's off the mark for Tokar. Ovid Elsie cold from deep to start this ball game. Lumen Christie, meanwhile, they've already made a couple. Leading by five now. Cowan has it at the top of the key. Back to Crowley and then Kalahar. Around the perimeter, down low for Crowley. Takes a dribble. Pump fake. Doesn't get the defender off. Kick outside Cowan. Three ball. That's off the mark. Rebound tipped away. Comes down low to Kalahar. Bounce pass to the other block. And a layup for Cowan. Great relentless energy and ball movement for the Titans. They lead by seven. 2 minutes left in the first. Milner, bounce pass down low for Bowen. Up and under against Crowley. That's off the mark. And a rebound down to Cowan. Lumen Christie at both sides of the ball playing well in this first quarter. Couldn't have asked for a better start. Now near half court for Trope. Final 90 seconds of this first quarter. Crowley at the top of the key, swing it to the left. Trope, head fake, sidestep three. That's nothing but net. His second three ball. And it's a 10-point lead already for Lumen. 16-6, 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Ovid Elsie into the front court for Trice Tokar. Screen on the right for Bowen. Dribbles to the corner. Now gets the handoff for Herblett. Back outside. Now through the free throw line. Back outside for Milner Jr. Back into the corner. Head fake Tokar through the lane. Layup short on the right hand on the left side. Offensive rebound Bowen put back up and in. He's got four. And now it's an 8-point Lumen lead. 52 seconds left in the first quarter. Luke Trope has it, guarded out there by Milner. Dishes back over for Crowley. On the back door cut for Trope. He's trapped. Oh, and he has it stolen away, trying to kick out Herblett. Good defensive recovery by the Titans as we got a pump fake on the perimeter. Layup up and in on the glass by Loins. As Ovid Elsie trying to work their way back into this thing as the first quarter starts to wind down. 25 seconds left. It's a 6-point Lumen lead now. After they led by 10, Trope bounce pass to the far side for Crowley, and he's going to hold on to the rock as Lumen tries to work for a quality last shot of the first quarter here at Ithaca High School. The Hive, as they would have it be on the floor. Bounce pass to the far side. Cowan pass fake through the lane. Spin move. Tried to dish down low, but he traveled as he tried to spin through. So Lumen turns it over with 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. Zach Trope into the game as well as Wes Learned for the Titans. Now Ovid Elsie trying to get a good shot here. 4 seconds left. Into Loins, dribbles to the far side, step back, three, that's just short. That would have been a big one for the Marauders, but it's the Lumen Christi Titans with a 16-10 lead into the first quarter. Second quarter is next. You've got the boys' regional championship at Ithaca High School on 95.9 The Power Cow.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
I'd like to thank some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, and Grimes Plumbing. Lumen Christi Titans in the regional championship over Ovid Elsie, leading 16-10, start of the second quarter. Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Ovid Elsie with the first possession of the quarter. Drive kick outside for Loins, through the lane, drives, floater off the mark. Rebound tipped down to Trope. Lumen led by as many as 10 in that first quarter. Trying to get back out to a double-digit lead as Zach Trope brings it into the front court. Has it on the right, guarded out there by Herblett. Cuts on the baseline, now pulls it back outside. Double screen, top of the key. Now on the right side, Cowan, wide open triple. That's off the mark. Rebound fought for, Learned, forcing a jump ball with Loins, and it'll stay with the Titans. As we got a substitution, Timmy Crowley into the game for Learned. Lumen inbounding on the right side of the hoop with Crowley. Bounce pass down low for Kalahar. Good close out there. Shuffles it back to Cowan at the free throw line. Now backing down his man. Taking it to the hoop. Has it stripped away out of bounds by Herblett. And Lumen will try to inbound again as Broden Burgess comes into the game, sending Cowan to the bench. Lumen inbounding on the left side of the basket, this time with Crowley. Bounce pass into the corner for Kalahar and back outside for Zach Trope. Into the corner for Luke Trope. Drives through the lane. He is tripped, and he's going to be fouled. It's going to be a non-shooting foul, I believe. Fouls on Trice Tokar, his second personal first-team foul. 1 minute into the second quarter. Lumen still leading 16-10. No score yet for either team in this second quarter. Zach Trope throwing it in on the left side of the basket. Couple fake passes, trying to get it down low for Kalahar, and it's tipped out of bounds again, this time by Joey Fabus, getting his first action in this one. Another inbound on the left side of the hoop. Bounce pass down low for Burgess, and he's going to get called on traveling. He kind of caught it and then jumped up to go for the quick shot, but he couldn't fully control the ball, so he went back down with it. They're going to say he controlled it from the get-go. So a turnover for Lumen after several chances on the inbound. Ovid Elsie up the floor with Travis Milner Jr. Screen on the right for Bowen. Drives through the lane, layup on the right hand. That's going to be short over Crowley. And he's going to bring the ball up the floor quickly for the Titans, leading by six. About a minute 15 into the second quarter. Near half court for Luke Trope. Screen on the right from Crowley. They're going to say a offensive foul. They're going to claim he was moving on that one. Thought it was a pretty good screen, but evidently moving that foot just a little bit. That's going to be his first foul as we got Marion Clay and Ashton Cowan back into the game for the Titans. 6:37 to go in the first half. Still 16-10 for Lumen. And still no points for either team in this quarter. Milner, handoff at the top of the key for Belil. Dribbles onto the other side now for Herblitt. Kicks down low, pump fake, kicks to the opposite corner. Milner, good closeout by Lumen. Adjusting to a little bit of a zone here. Now through, back to Milner in the corner. Three ball, that's too strong. It's an air ball. Crowley gets the rebound. Good outlet for Trope, and he scores on the fast break. What a pass. My, oh my. Looking just like a quarterback out there. Finding his guy for the touchdown. Breakaway score, 18-10 for Lumen. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Travis Milner Jr. has it for Ovid Elsie, guarded by Clay. Screen on the right for Bowen. Now a quick handoff for Herblitt. Drives through, picks it up. Milner has it again. Bounce pass down low for Loins. Now on the cut, back outside at the free throw line. Nearly lost it. Bowen through the lane and a jump ball forced by Crowley. Able to get his mitten on that one. It'll stay with Ovid Elsie, however. They'll inbound on the baseline. Got a substitution here. Moines back in the game, sending Fabus to the bench. And now Milner Jr. will inbound on the right side of the basket. Now inbound to the Moines on the right wing. Holds on to it, gets it to Milner on the handoff. Lumen student section. Channing defense here, out in full force right in front of us. Now on the near side for Belil, drives through the lane, pump fake, up and under around Clay. That one's up and in. Lumen's crowd wanting a travel on that one, but looked like a nice move to me, nice footwork up and under. 6-point lead for Lumen, 5 minutes left in the half as Luke Trope responds with a quick layup on the other end. He's got 10 points to lead all scorers, first one to double digits. And Lumen leads 20-12 in the regional championship at Ithaca High School. Milner, quick handoff. Herblitt through the lane, fall away, right hook. That one rolls in. He kind of drove through and a nice little stop. Lumen's defense kept backing off, and he found himself open for that quick hook. Able to get his first bucket off the bench. Lumen's lead cut to 6 again as they move around the perimeter. On the right side with Luke Trope, 4.5 to go in the first half. He'll pull it back outside as Lumen restarts their offensive set. Guarded by Milner. Shuffles it back outside to Crowley. Spin at the free throw line. Back to Clay. Drives through into the corner and outside. Cowan through the lane. Jump stop. Shot no. Rebound for Loins. Ovid Elsie again with Travis Milner. Quickly into the corner. Stripped away on the ball by Luke Trope. 2-on-1 the other way. He's going to stop on the perimeter. Stops. Pops. 3. No. Oh, that would have been a big one. Rebound down to Belil, and here come the Marauders. 3:50 to go in quarter number 2, and we got a timeout on the floor by Ovid Elsie. They need to talk things over. Lumen leads by 6, 3:50 to go in the first half. Back in 60 seconds, you've got boys playoff basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
20-14 lead for Lumen over Ovid Elsie in our boys regional championship 3:50 to go in the first half. Ovid-Elsie with the ball out of the timeout. Inbound into the backcourt for Fabus. Actually make it Tokar. Hand off for Milner. Guarded out there by Burgess. Back outside for Herblitt. Cut off at the right elbow. Back for Milner. Through the lane. Jump stop. Blocked away by Cowan. Able to time that one perfectly. Stopping him in his tracks. He brings it quickly to the front court. Stopping at the left elbow. Half spin through the lane. And he's going to be hammered by Milner from behind. Trying to return the favor on the block. But got a little bit too much contact. And this sends Cowan to the line for two. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. That's the first foul on the game for Milner. Second team foul. Ovid-Elsie crowd making a whole lot of noise. Gigantic student section there. Ovid-Elsie only about 30 minutes from this gym. As he's got one more try. Milner to the bench for Joey Fabus. Second free throw. That's also off. Rebound fought for, and it's going to be pulled down by the Marauders. Quickly into the front court, trying to chip into this deficit. At the top of the key for Tokar, now a handoff for Herblitt. Guarded there by Kalahar. Handoff outside. 2-3 zone now for Lumen. They started in a man-to-man defense. Floater is off on the baseline. Rebound tipped down for Tokar. Now a pull-up at the free throw line. That's off the mark for Bauer. And we got a foul in the backcourt. This one against Fabus, getting a little bit aggressive on the rebound, trying to rip it away from Callen. His first team's third. Lumen going up the floor. 2:55 to go in the first half, leading 20-14 over Ovid-Elsie. Top of the key for Callen. Crossover, broke his ankles a little bit. Oh, but he lost it through the lane, stolen away by Loins. Quickly in the front court, Herblitt bounce pass down low for Bowen, and he scores. Great fast break there for the Marauders. Bowen with 6 points, and that trims the Lumen lead down to 4. 2.5 to go in the first half. Luke Trope in the front court for the Titans. On the far side, looking for the screen, slips it, and a pass down low to Crowley's, tipped out of bounds by Loins. Great pass awareness, getting in the lane and disrupting what would have been a wide-open layup. As Crowley, making Cowan substituted, has the bench replaced by Clays. We got a quick inbound. Luke Trope, jump shot. That's off the mark. And the rebound tipped away. They're going to say last touched by Amarian Clay. He can't believe it. And now Ovid-Elsie going the other direction. They can cut the Lumen lead down to one possession with a score here, trailing by 4. 2:10 to go in the first half. Fakes the handoff, driving through the lane. Layup is good on the right hand. Tokar through the lane. And now Lumen leads by just 2. They led 16-6 in the first quarter. Since then, Ovid-Elsie has responded with a 14, make it a 12-4 run, and Lumen needs to call timeout. 1:56 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back at Ithaca High School. Final 2 minutes of the first half for our regional championship. Lumen Christi leading 20-18 over Ovid-Elsie. Inbounding out of the timeout to Zach Trope in the backcourt, guarded by Milner. Cuts to the right-hand side on the baseline, drives through, trying to dish outside, and he turns it over, stolen by Loins. Ovid-Elsie the other way. Milner right to the hoop, lays it up just short. Offensive rebound hammered by Timmy Crowley. And now Jake Bowen at the line for two. If he makes both, this game is tied after Lumen led by 10 in the first quarter. They're actually going to call that foul on Cash Kalahar, his second. First free throw by Bowen off the mark. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. As Ashton Cowan back into the game, replacing Cash Kalahar. Also, Broden Burgess on for Zach Trope. Free throw number two, off the mark. Lumen stays ahead by two, and we got a foul on the rebound by Tucker Loins. His first, team's fourth, and every defensive foul by Ovid Elsie for the rest of the half will result in Lumen free throws, leading 20-18 over the Marauders. Final 90 seconds and change. Luke Trope into the front court, walks it up to the far side, now a screen by Crowley. Kicks it back over. Crowley through the lane. Kicks it to the corner. Cowan. Good close out there on the perimeter to prevent the three-pointer. Now outside. Luke Trope. Step back. Three. That's short, and it's going to bounce off the top of the backboard, and they'll rule it out of bounds. Ovid Elsie making the adjustments. Lumen making a couple long balls in the first quarter, but they've done a good job with the closeouts here in the second to take that part of the Lumen game away. Lumen by two, Ovid Elsie ball, final 65 seconds of the first half. Moving the ball around the perimeter, Milner Jr. has it at the top. Ovid Elsie's crowd starting to make a lot of noise again. Tokar has it on the screen, driving through the lane. Layup is good around Crowley. Tokar with six, and we're tied at 20. Luke Trope at the free throw line, back outside for Clay and for Crowley. Around the perimeter, Cowan has it on the left. Back for Burgess, through the lane, on the handoff, and he lost it out of bounds. It was stripped by Tokar, and then Burgess couldn't hang on. And that's a Lumen turnover. Ovid Elsie with their first chance to take the lead since Hector was a pup. Tied at 20, 33 seconds left in the second quarter. Milner has it across the timeline, guarded out there by Burgess, and now a handoff. Now at the top of the key for Belil, gets the screen around the perimeter. Milner has it, 15 seconds left in the half. Fighting through the screen, tipped into the backcourt by Burgess. Now Tokar trying to bring it back to the front court, poked away from behind, now runs away, loses it, top of the key, Milner, 5 seconds left, Ovid Elsie still has it, Milner stuck, picked up his dribble, heaves up a three, and that's off the mark at the buzzer. Ovid Elsie with a ton of momentum to end that first half, and we'll have a lot to talk about in our halftime report. We are tied at 20 in the regional championship here at Ithaca High School. We'll step aside back in 2 minutes. The halftime report is up next here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us, and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is
your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Time for halftime here at Ithaca High School, side of the Boys Regional Championship between the Lumen Christi Titans and the Ovid LZ Marauders. Connor Dockery with you. As Lumen able to get to a bit of a hot start offensively, led 16-6 in that first quarter, but Ovid LZ defensively doing a great job in that second quarter, taking the three ball away. Lumen struggled to just 4 points since they took that 16-6 lead. Ovid LZ since then outscoring Lumen 14-4. 10-4 in that second quarter alone. For Lumen, leading scorer is Luke Trope with 10 points, had a couple of triples there. Ashton Cowan has 7. Timmy Crowley now adding 3. Those are the only 3 scorers for Lumen in this one so far. Ovid LZ, they have 4 different scorers. Tucker Loins, Trice Tokar, and Jake Bowen all with 6 each. Jace Herblett has 2 points off the bench. And it's a game of adjustments. And you know, at this point, I mean, basically every team is going to be good. At this point in the postseason, Ovid LZ, we talked about the season they've had. This is the furthest they've made it in the postseason in recent years. So Lumen, obviously nothing's going to be a given at this level. Any rankings, any way that these teams match up on paper, you got to throw out the window at this point for basically every team. You know it's always going to be a battle out there. And Lumen, again, looked like they were going to get into control early, but you know a team like Ovid LZ at this stage in the season, they're going to be capable of making those adjustments, making those changes, and they made those defensive changes, and the big thing was Lumen got the three ball working early, and then in the second quarter, Lumen really didn't get many chances even from three, and in turn, forced Lumen to go through the lane, and more than not, they started forcing turnovers. Lumen with a lot of turnovers and mistakes in that second quarter, taking away a lot of those possessions. Meanwhile, Ovid LZ, they have a little bit of a size advantage over Lumen. Not necessarily to the extent that Stockbridge had on Tuesday against Lumen, but they still have a little bit of a size advantage. They got a couple of big, strong guys there on this Marauder lineup. So they've been trying to use that, get through the lane. They know if they have a full head of steam, they're going to be tough to stop. So they're just pounding it in low. The three ball has not been there for Ovid LZ either. So it's been really a throwback game, an interior game, especially in that second quarter. And Ovid LZ winning that battle. Again, they're able to get through the lane. They're able to draw fouls, get to the free throw line. And it'll be interesting to see. But we know Coach Josh Trope and these Titans, they are masters at making adjustments. And we saw that, of course, on Tuesday. We saw it on Friday against Hanover Horton in the district championship. So you know they're going to come out with adjustments. Now, what adjustments they make, we'll see. I think they're pretty fine defensively. I mean, holding a team to 20 points in the first half, that's always going to be a success, but just got to get something working offensively. And I know Ovid LZ, of course, they've thrown a couple different defenses towards Lumen. And, of course, trying to deter the three ball, but I mean, Lumen, they're going to try to find something that works. For example, on Tuesday against Stockbridge, Stockbridge in that 2-3 zone just trying to funnel everything to their tall center, easily 6-6 or 6-7, towering over everybody on the floor. They were trying to basically funnel everything into the paint to him, and Lumen was able to get creative with their offense, find ways of drawing him away from the basket just enough that they could get a quick little pass and then a score on the opposite side of the key. And that's what Lumen is probably going to be able to do. They're going to find ways to make these changes, find some cracks in that Ovid LZ armor, and try to get some more scores there. in the second half. Meanwhile, Ovid Elsey, again, they had that interior game working. They had a couple three-point opportunities. They didn't really shoot the three-pointer as much as Lumen did in that first half, but they still shot a couple. Lumen doing a decent job of really getting some coverage in the area, but there was probably two or three wide-open ones that Ovid Elsey couldn't convert, and it's not necessarily to the extent of Stockbridge. Stockbridge had a ton of wide-open threes that they missed in the first half that they eventually were able to start making the second half. So I don't think that's necessarily a threat here for Ovid Elsey to, you know, oh, let's just let them shoot the three, and they haven't really been making us pay. So I think Lumen's been fine, but they might have to think about, you know, trying to get some of that better coverage down low, trying to force them to kick it out to the perimeter, because they have been doing a pretty good job of sliding in, getting that help defense coming in quickly and able to chase them off that three-point line. But it's a game of adjustments, game of runs. Both teams went on their runs in that first half, and that's how we find ourselves tied at halftime, 20-20. That'll do it for the halftime report here at Ithaca High School. Want to give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible: Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. Back in 2 minutes. Second half is next here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Time for the second half in our regional championship game at Ithaca High School. Lumen Christie tied with Ovid Elsey 20-20. Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Lumen with the first possession of the third quarter, going from right to left on your radio dial this time around, as Luke Trope has it near half court, met by Milner Jr. Now for Clay, cutting into the corner, wide open three for Kalahar. That's too strong. Rebounded down for Tucker Loins. Ovid Elsey into the front court with Tokar, dribbles to the left wing, and at the top of the key, handoff for Milner. Crosses over against Clay, now a handoff for Loiner. Half spin at the free throw line, long ball straight away. That's off right there for Tokar, and a rebound down to Kalahar. Brings the ball to the top of the key, trying to shuffle it back out to Crowley. Gets the handoff. Crowley back for Kalahar at the top. Through the lane. Stops. Drive through for Clay. Nice dish and a score while he hit the deck. Marion Clay with his first bucket. And Lumen back in front by two. Loins through the lane. Kicks back outside through the fingertips of Milner, but he's able to recollect it near half court. Now at the top of the key for Tokar. Crosses over against Trope. Umping over at the free throw line, trying to draw the foul, somehow muscles it up and in. Wow, I don't know how he did that. He was like halfway down to the deck as he got that one off and somehow able to score. We're tied at 22. Now Lumen at the top, 90 seconds into the third quarter, pull up three, nothing but net for Ashton Cowan, continuing his impressive postseason scoring the ball. He's got 10, tied with Trope for most points tonight. Lumen in front by three. Milner at the top for Ovid Elsie, drives through the lane, muscles it up around Clay. An athletic score, and both these teams are trading blows like a couple of heavyweight prize fighters. 25-24, Lumen with the ball. 2 minutes into the third quarter. Up top for Crowley. Now trying to pass back near half court for Kalahar. Pass fake, able to get that one over to Cowan. Drives through to the left elbow, through the lane, layup off the glass, off the mark. Rebound down to Loins. Chance for Ovid Elsie to take the lead for the first time since this game was very early. Now through the lane. Bad pass there by Loins. Oh, they're going to say it's off the leg of Timmy Crowley. So Ovid Elsie inbounding on the left side of the basket with Tokar. Lobs it to the top of the key for Belil. Back over for Loins. Screen on the right side. Step three. In and out. Rebound for Clay. Bad pass out. Nearly stolen away, and it's going to be out of bounds by Belil. He tried to save it. He kind of rushed out of bounds and tried to throw a behind-the-back pass, and it kind of went straight up and deflected off the backboard. So Lumen going the other direction. Some half-court pressure coming from Tokar as Burgess gets it back over to Trope to bring the ball the rest of the way, and then for Timmy Crowley. 5:20 to go in the third. Lumen by one. Screen coming on the right, double screen. Now with half spin at the free throw line, pump fake into the corner. Burgess, three, yes! His first bucket off the bench, Lumen by four. Now Ovid Elsie, dish behind the back for Loins and back outside for Tokar. To the top of the key, bounce pass for Milner Jr. 3 minutes into the third. Now at the top for Bowen on the low block on the cut. Good collapse of the defense by Lumen. Now a long ball straight away up and in for Tucker Loins. First triple of the night for Ovid Elsie. He's got nine. And that cuts the Lumen lead down to one. 4:40 to go in the third. Lumen up the floor with Timmy Crowley. Bounce pass over to Kalahar on the left wing. Lumen running their play off ball. A tough, aggressive man-to-man for Ovid Elsie. Burgess at the top, screen for Trope, gets it to him deep, jab step, head fake through the lane, pass fake out. He's going to be hammered by Trice Tokar. That should be his third foul. It is his third. Lumen will inbound on the right side of the basket. Just the first team foul. No team fouls on Lumen yet in the quarter. Crowley inbounding. Gets it back to the far side for Cowan on the wing, guarded by Tokar. Takes a couple dribbles, and he will dribble to the top of the key. Stopped at the free throw line, cut off through his legs, and he's going to be bumped again by Tokar. Ooh, they're going to give it actually to Belil. His second. Drawing a couple fouls there as Jace Herblett into the game for Javen Belil. Herblett playing some quality minutes in the first half for Ovid Elsie. Burgess inbounding on the near sideline for Lumen. Lobs it in for Crowley. Fakes the handoff. Cuts it to the lane himself. Tough shot. No. Rebound tipped away. Crowley comes away with it. Second chance for the Titans. Luke Trope fakes the handoff. Pull up three on the wing. That's just short. And it bounces on the top of the backboard and out of bounds. 4 minutes left in the third. 28-27. We've got a good one on our hands. Lumen hanging in front. Ovid Elsie going the other way. Tokar across the timeline. Guarded by Trope. Handoff for Milner Jr. Looking for the backdoor cut. Doesn't get it. Back outside for Herblett. Dribbles through his legs a couple times. Off to the right. Now a handoff for Loins. Good closeout by Burgess. Cuts around him. Handoff for Herblett. Trying to split the D. And we got a foul from behind. Looks like that was on Burgess. That was his first, team's first. Now a Ovid Elsie inbound on the right side of the hoop with Tokar. Bounce pass into Herblett. Gives it back into the corner for Tokar. Pump fake gets the defender flying, and he drains the three. He's got 11. And Obed Elsley back in front, 30-28. 3:20 to go in the third. Lumen into the front court. And we got a foul away from the ball. That one's going to be on Tokar, his fourth. He's going to be pulled from the game, and he'll be replaced by Joey Fabus. Lumen inbounding on the near sideline. That was the third team foul on Obed Elsey. And Lumen starting 16-6. Since then, 24-12 in favor of Obed Elsey. Kawahar inbounding on the near side. Gets it near half court for Ashton Cowan. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass to the near side for Burgess. And at the top for Crowley. Patiently holding on. Gets the handoff for Trope. Guarded by Milner. Gets the screen around. Back up top. Three-pointer. Crowley straight away. Off the front iron. Rebound out to Milner Jr. Two-on-one the other way. Trying to go through. And great defense by Crowley. Able to disrupt the pass. It is out of bounds. It'll stay with Obed Elsey, but great job by Timmy Crowley to break up a two-on-one fast break. Now inbounding on the left side of the basket with Milner Jr. 2:52 to go in the third. Obed Elsey leads 30-28. Gets it down low for Herblett. Cuts around the defender. Layup on the right hand. Up and in. Boy, Obed Elsey has several guys that could just get those crafty layups in the lane. Just a very interior-oriented team. Lumen trailing by four. Now through at the free throw line for Kawahar. Kicks back out for Crowley. Now at the top of the key, running their play. Backing down his man. Goes left, then to the right. Back to the corner. Kawahar, head fake on the three. Drives through the lane. Kawahar off the glass and in. His first bucket. Big one for Lumen. Trailing by two now. 2:15 to go in the third. Obed Elsey ball. Milner Jr. down low for Loins. He's going to be hammered from behind. And that's going to be two free throws. Actually going to be Jake Bowen to the line for two. He missed a pair of free throws in the first half. We'll see if Lumen could get a pair of misses here. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Jake Bowen first free throw in. He's got seven now. Third on the team in scoring tonight. Bryce Tokar with 11. Tucker Loins with 9 ahead of him. One more free throw on the way. That's left short. A rebound pulled down by Kawahar. Tightens up the floor now. Luke Trope. 33-30. Obed Elsey over Lumen. 2:02 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass to the right for Crowley. Back up top. Kawahar left wide open. Three-pointer off the front iron. And collected by Milner. Obed Elsey back into the corner for Loins, back for Milner, drives through the lane, jump stop, up and under, shot off the glass and in. That's what I'm talking about, just those tough, crafty little scores. Seems like everybody has the capability of just getting those 2 points the hard way in the lane. Now a 5-point lead for Obed Elsey, their largest of the night. 90 seconds left in the third. Luke Trope cuts backside, now at the elbow for Crowley, pulls back out to the perimeter and picks up his dribble. Handoff for Luke Trope through the lane, into the corner, head fake. Now through Kawahar, follow-away jumper. That's jammed, misses it, but a big offensive rebound for Crowley. Floater in the lane, Kawahar, that's off the mark as well. And Bowen the rebound. Now Luke Trope stole it in the backcourt, but then he threw it away right back and then commits the foul. It's actually going to be on Burgess, his second. Boy, the second and third quarters just getting away from Lumen here. Obed Elsey just playing solid on both ends. The biggest key, again, just taking away the three ball, the open looks at least for Lumen. And whenever Lumen does get an open shot from there, they're just not hitting them. Half court press now. It's beaten by Milner and then poked away out of bounds from behind by Clay. It'll stay with the Marauders. 58 seconds left in the third, leading by five over Lumen. We got a quick stoppage here as Bowen was retying his shoe. We're good to continue here. Milner inbounding on the near side corner, way on the baseline. Right in front of the rowdy Marauder student section as the inbound going to be intercepted by Clay and then immediately a foul committed by Jake Bowen. That's his second Great defensive play by Clay. Lumen needs a bucket right here. 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Handoff in the backcourt for Luke Trope. Dribbles on the near side with his back to the basket. Now spins, lobs it to the other wing for Cowan. Three-pointer. That's off. Ovid Elsie quickly the other way and stolen away by behind from Clay and then stolen right back from Milner and then a foul committed by Clay. I think we might have a technical potentially. I think that's what I saw on the official. We'll see. But we got some free throws coming up for Ovid Elsie. Yep, we got a technical foul against Amarian Clay. Not happy with that whistle. So he got two fouls now in addition to that technical. And we got some technical free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for Travis Milner Jr. So here we go. Big stretch right here. We got a swing of a ton of free throws right here for Milner Jr. Opportunity for Ovid Elsie to build a big lead. First free throw off. He'll have one more on the technical, and then he will have two more on the shooting foul. Takes a couple dribbles. Second free throw. That's in. He's got five now. Now they're going to wave. Lumen was coming in to line the lane, but they actually waved everybody off. We got one more free throw right here for Milner. We'll see if they bring everybody in after. Misses it again. Was it a double technical? I have no idea. Pretty interesting. We got another free throw out here for Milner. Four right here with no defenders in the lane, and he got it. So he made two of four. And now we got a timeout on the floor. 36 seconds left in the third. 7-point lead for Ovid Elsie. We're back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work. Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Boys Regional Championship from Ithaca High School. 36 seconds left in the third quarter. Ovid Elsie leading Lumen Christie 37-30. Coverage tonight brought to you by County National Bank, Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, and American Title Company. Ovid Elsie gets the ball back after all that. I guess the initial foul was not a shooting foul. Unless it was a shooting foul, and then just because of the technical, they still get the ball back. Regardless, they're going to hold for the last shot. 20 seconds left in the third. Near half court for Javen Belil. Guarded by Burgess. Gets a nice cutoff there. Cuts back to the top. Now looking for the backdoor cut. Intercepted by Cowan. Pass up ahead to Burgess. Tipped away and stolen by Belil again. Now into the front court. We have a whistle. Travel call by Herblett. So a couple turnovers traded by both teams. Lumen will have it with 4 seconds left in the third. Trying to get a big last shot. Would be big for them if they score here. Inbound to the backcourt. Quickly back to Crowley. To the top of the key. 1 second left. Layup on the right hand. Got it at the buzzer. Oh boy, did Lumen need that one. And Lumen will now trail by just five. Going into the fourth and final quarter. One of these teams has to go home. Lumen will be fighting hard to make sure it's not them. Lumen and Ovid Elsie back in 60 seconds. You've got boys playoff basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls
and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Final quarter tonight of the regional championship. Ovid LC leading Lumen Christie 37-32. Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Marauders ball to start the fourth. Cut off on the elbow. Now a dish down low. Stolen away. Crowley coast to coast. Bounce pass to Burgess. Crafty layup. Doesn't get the bounce. Now a rebound down to Crowley. Oh no. I think we got an injury here. Crowley kind of landed weird while Burgess was on the ground. I don't think he landed on him, but I believe we got a shooting foul. That's going to be on Jake Bowen, his third. We're going to call it a non-shooting foul. It's on the rebound. So Lumen inbounding on the right side of the basket. Quick inbound off the back of Bowen, and now we got a shooting foul for Crowley. What a smart play. Bowen had his back turned to Crowley on the inbound, and the smart play just threw it off his back, quickly got in and drew the shooting foul. Brilliant. Two big Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. First one is in. Oh my goodness. Down but never out. Lumen now trailing by three. They didn't update the scoreboard yet. It should be 37-33. Now they do. So Jake Bowen should have four fouls, I believe. On that one, first team foul. All right, yep, that is correct. Free throw number two, got them both. Timmy Crowley, 7 points. And got a quick substitution here for Ovid Elsey. Javen Belil back in for Jake Bowen. Also a Marion Clay in for Cash Kalahar. Full court press for Lumen. 30 seconds into the fourth, Lumen trailing by three. Now trying to get some stops here. Inbound to Milner, turns on the Jets, gets it into the front court. Lumen's defense recovers. Milner trapped, gets it back into the corner. Back outside for Loins, handoff for Milner. Dribbles to the near side corner, fakes the handoff. Pulls up for three. Gets an air ball. Rebound Clay. Dish up ahead for Crowley. Dribbles to the elbow, back outside. Luke Trope, three. Got it! Tied game, 37 all. 7 minutes left. Lumen on a quick 5-0 run to open the fourth. Trailing by as many as seven. Ovid Elsey, top of the key. Hand off for Herblett. Back for Milner in the corner. Looking for the pass. Lobs it to the opposite wing. Now a handoff again. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gets the handoff for Herblett. Crosses over through the lane. Spits the D. Layup right hand off the mark. Rebound loose. And we got a foul committed by Crowley on the rebound. That's his third. Are they calling it a shooting foul? There's no way that was a shooting foul. They're lined up at the line as if it is. Oh my goodness. That was a foul on the rebound. There is no chance that Tucker Loin was shooting. Unbelievable. So they're giving him Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws on what? I don't know. Not in the bonus, I can tell you that. It's only the first Lumen team foul. Clay to the bench, replaced by Cash Kalahar. He gets the first one that he shouldn't get, by the way. Now the second free throw in. A couple bounces and drops. So two free free throws for Ovid Elsey, and they make both, leading by two now over Lumen. Crowley, top of the key, drives through the lane, spin move, layup, left hand, yes! Crowley putting the team on his back. He's got nine, and we're tied at 39. 6:20 left. Milner Jr. into the corner, handoff for Herblett. dribbles, screen at the top of the key, cuts back to the right, handoff Milner, and goes back outside. On the backdoor cut, Loins off the glass and in. Boy, he's just too big and too strong for Lumen to stop when he gets it that deep. Another two-point lead for Ovid Elsie. Cowan now at the top for Crowley. At the elbow, backing down his man. Muscles it off the glass and in. Timmy Crowley can't be stopped in the fourth. Tied again at 41. 5:47 to go in the fourth. Regional championship at Ithaca High School. Loins at the top of the key, stops at the free throw line. Now gets the handoff back outside for Loins. Couple jab steps, goes back to the opposite side. Now bringing it back around the perimeter, gets the handoff to Herblett. Drives through, gets back to the corner. Now through the lane, tough layup for Fabus off the mark. Offensive rebound, pump fake in the lane. Tough shot off glass, wide right. Rebound loose, and who's got it? Rolls away, still going out of bounds, and Kalahar gets it. Lumen up the floor. Cowan had it bumped away, but he still gets it in the backcourt. Boy, Ovid Elsie trying to say that there was a foul. Kalahar gets it on the near side. He was wide open for three, but didn't pull it. Lumen will slow it down here. Chance to regain the lead. Cowan through the lane. He's fouled before the shot. That's going to be on Joey Fabus, his second. Team's third, I believe. And now Lumen will inbound on the baseline as we got a couple of Ovid Elsie substitutions. We've got Jake Bowen playing with four fouls back into the game, as well as Trice Tokar also playing with four fouls. 41 all, 5 minutes left. Lumen inbounding on the left side of the basket, trying to regain the lead. Crowley fakes the pass in, goes to the near corner. Trope sidestep back outside, doesn't pull the three. They'll slow it down. Crowley has the hot hand. We'll see if they go to him. Trope steps back, takes it himself, and gets the three. 16 for Trope. Lumen by three. Loins quickly the other way. Floater is off. Rebound for Kalahar, and Lumen is rolling now. Oh, my goodness. They're quickly on a 12-4 run to start the fourth. Drive kick. Kalahar, top of the key, through the lane, stops. Dishes to Crowley, driving through. Back outside, Cowan, pump fake. Euro step through the lane, tried to pass out. It's tipped away and stolen by Milner. Ovid Elsie trying to slow things down. Boy, they look rattled here. Lumen, they just do what Lumen does. They make those adjustments, and they find themselves back in front. 44-41, Ovid Elsie trailing. 4 minutes left. Moving the ball around. Bowen has it, top of the key. Quick handoff on the far side for Tokar. Gets cut off on the baseline. Back for Bowen at the left elbow. Dishes outside. Jab step. Tokar, deep three. Off right. Rebound for Cowan. Lob up ahead. Crowley on the fast break. Pump fake, pump fake. Two defenders in the air, and he scores. Timmy Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. He's up to 13 points. 5-point Lumen lead. Blocked in the lane by Cowan. Bowen with the rebound. Ovid Elsie another chance. Milner in the corner. Three-pointer Loins. Short. Rebound loose. Tipped down to Trope. And we've got a foul against Crowley. I don't understand how. He was boxing out Bowen. Bowen jumped over him. And they somehow give Crowley the foul, his fourth. That is two just atrocious whistles against Lumen in this fourth quarter. Again, one of them, they gave Ovid Elsie free throws on nowhere near a shooting motion. And now Crowley heading to the bench for the time being. He's replaced by Amarian Clay. 3:23 to go in the fourth. Lumen by five. Ovid Elsie inbounding on the left side of the basket. Gets it to the corner for Milner. Drives through. Tough layup. Couldn't muscle it in. Rebound loose. Goes to Cowan. And he holds on to it. He'll bring the ball up the floor. Now on the far side for Luke Trope. Boy, a bucket here. Oh, my goodness. The student section for Lumen will just go bananas. Trope has it on the right, guarded by Milner. Drives on the baseline, pulls it back outside. Now through the lane, pass fake out, into the corner. Clay, wide open, long ball off, but an offensive rebound for Kalahar. And Lumen will go at it again. Trope outside, screened by Kalahar to the top of the key. Trying to direct traffic. And we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Josh Trope. 2:43 to go in the fourth. Lumen by five, back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Blumen led 16-6 in the first quarter. Ovid Elsie completely turned the game around over the following two quarters, leading 37-32 in the third, and then Blumen flipping the game on its head the other way in the fourth, outscoring Ovid Elsie 14-4 in the fourth, and now lead 46-41. Regional championship at Ithaca High School. Blumen ball out of the timeout. 2:40 left. Cowan has it at the top of the key, harassed by Herblett. He's going to put the ball on the floor on the near side. And now a restart on the play. Back for Crowley, who's back in playing with four fouls. Two of those are absolute nonsense. Trope has it in the corner. Drives through the lane. He's going to kick back outside. Crowley, pass fake out. Ooh, I think Trope should have shot that. Had a wide open lane. And now Blumen will just pull it back out and try again. Now guarded out there by Bowen. Dribbles, half spin, a little bit of a bump, doesn't get the call. Now back through, picks up the dribble, kicks out to Kalahar, and then Trope through the lane. Kicks to the opposite corner for Burgess. Back for Trope. And now we got a whistle. What was the call? They called something on Blumen Christie. 3 seconds in the lane, maybe? I have no idea. That's pretty interesting, but a turnover. Somehow, they didn't put a foul on the board. 1:53 to go. Ovid Elsie with the ball, trailing Blumen by five. Screen at the free throw line, cut off. Through the lane, up and under, up and in for Tokar. He's got 13. Blumen's lead cut to three. 1:40 left in the fourth quarter. Regional championship here. This is the final 90 seconds of one of these teams' seasons. Through the lane, dish into the corner, doesn't pop it. Kalahar back outside for Trope. Trope goes around the defender, turns the corner, hammered on his way to the basket. We got two huge free throws for Trope. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Fouls on Milner, his second, team's fourth, so every defensive foul the rest of the way by Ovid Elsie will result in free throws, which we'll probably see a lot of down the stretch. First free throw, yes! He's got 17. Blumen now with a two-possession lead. Clay in for Kalahar. In between free throws, now Trope, one more. Got it again! Ovid Elsie the other way, Blumen by five, 1:20 left. Tokar at the top of the key, met by Cowan. Now fakes the handoff. Cuts the corner. Now gets stopped on the baseline, and he steps on the line. It's a turnover. A turnover. Worst possible time for Ovid Elsie. Blumen up by five. 1:15 left. And they're going the other way. Full court press by the Marauders. No turnovers here for Blumen. You can't turn the ball over here. Just hold on to the ball, get it in the front court, and let him foul you. Crowley inbounding. Bounce pass in for Cowan. Now back for Crowley. Up the floor, half spin to the top of the key. Ovid Elsie trying to foul, and they get the call with Herblett. That's his first, and Blumen officially in the bonus. Two big free throws for Crowley. If he makes both, it's a three-possession lead for the Titans. With 1:09 left, and with how solid they've been, boy, that would be commanding. First free throw rolls in on the toilet bowl. He's got 14. One more Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw to boot. Blumen Christie, man, I'm telling you, this fourth quarter, one of the finest they've put on this season, as the second free throw couple bounces and in. Oh, my, I think everybody and their sister thought that that was off all the bounces, but it drops. 7-point lead for Lumen. 3-possession lead. Loins, 3 on the left. That's too strong. Rebound fought for. It comes down to Tokar, and he is going to be fouled by Burgess. Ovid LC not in the bonus. That's only the third team foul on the Titans. That's the third on Burgess. So 55 seconds left. Lumen by 7. Ovid LC inbounding on the left side of the basket. Into the corner. Loins pump fake the 3. Spin move in the lane. They need a long ball. Now a pull up at the left elbow. That's nothing but net for Tokar. He's got 15. And then a quick timeout here for Ovid LC. We're going to leave it right here. Only 47 seconds left. 50-45. Lumen over Ovid LC. It's going to be the free throw game the rest of the night. Lumen, all they have to do is take care of the basketball. Do not turn it over. And then just take your time. Take a deep breath. Block out all the noise. Make your free throws. And if they do that, Lumen will be going on to the state quarterfinal on Tuesday. Ovid LC, they're hoping A, to get a steal here. B, if they don't get a steal, foul as fast as possible and send Lumen to the line, hope for a couple misses, and then they have to score in either scenario, a steal or a foul. They need to score as soon as possible, preferably a 3. 47 seconds left, plenty of time in basketball terms for anything to happen. Full court pressure, of course, as the timeout ends. Crowley not able to get the lob down court. Trying to get it in, and now we're going to get a timeout here by Lumen. Couldn't get the ball inbounded in time. So they'll talk things over. Trying to run a better play to get the ball inbounded. This time it's a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 47 seconds left. Lumen by 5 in the regional championship on 95.9, the Power Cow.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We'd like to thank Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Fuller's Chem Dry, and Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for making tonight's coverage possible. Lumen Christie in the driver's seat, 50-45 over Ovid LC. 47 seconds left in the game and the ball. No turnovers right here. Bounce pass into Trope, and he's going to be fouled by Travis Milner Jr. Luke Trope at the line for 2. He went 1 of 2 on the last trip. If he makes both, it's a 3-possession lead with 45 seconds left. First free throw. Yes! Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Couple substitutions. Bowen and Loins into the game. And both playing with 4 fouls for the Marauders. One more free throw on the way for Trope. He got both. He's got 20, and Lumen leads by 3 possessions. 45 seconds left, up by 7. Into the front court for Tokar. Tries to get past Clay. He can't. Backs him down on the block, picks up his dribble, shuffles it back out for Milner, and now outside Tokar, quick 3. That's off! Rebound, trying to be saved by Ovid LC, and he throws it out of bounds. Lumen gets the stop, up by 3 possessions with 30 seconds left. Ovid LC getting their substitutions. They're going to be still trying for the foul. Even though the odds are getting slimmer and slimmer, by the second, lobbing it up the floor, Cowan, he takes the wide open layup and he scores. What a gut punch against Ovid LC, and Lumen leads by 9 with 20 seconds left. Through the lane, we got a foul, up and in. So a chance at a 3-point play for Tokar on the other end. He's got 17. That's the fourth foul on Broden Burgess. Both teams will be in the bonus, but that really doesn't matter at this point. 18 seconds left. Second free throw in. Looked like he was actually trying to miss it to try to follow his shot and get 4 for 2. We got an inbound to Burgess, immediately a foul. Lumen leads by 6, still a 2-possession game. And if he makes either of these, it'll be a 3-possession game again with 17 seconds left. Again, still a lot of time, but boy, Obed Elsie. Chances still getting slim, but nothing ever final till the final horn as the first free throw off for Burgess. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Loins and Bowen back into the game for the Marauders. One more free throw for Burgess. Takes his time. Takes the shot, and he makes the shot. Big free throw there. One is all that was needed. A 3-possession lead for Lumen. 17 seconds left. Ovid Elsie quickly up the floor with Tokar. Hesitates, drives through the lane, kicks out Milner. Sidestep, 3, too strong. Rebound for Trope, and a foul. 8 seconds left. This thing's about over. This thing is just about over. And here is the Lumen crowd out in full force here at Ithaca High School, making a whole lot of noise. As Luke Trope, basically just a formality at this point. Again, with 8 seconds left, Ovid Elsie needs to score, steal, score, steal, score, steal. And against a team like this, ain't happening, pal. First free throw in for Trope, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Several substitutions for both teams. Lumen fans making more noise here. One more at the line. Got a couple substitutions here for Ovid Elsie as well. Trying to get their seniors some last action in this one. On the floor, we got Mike Bancroft, Owen Long, and now we get a hand of support from the Ovid Elsie crowd. Making a lot of noise tonight, all game long, giving a hand for their Marauders. Again, making a great run this season. Lumen playing well as we got the second free throw up and in by Trope. He's got 22 points. Now Ovid Elsie, 8 seconds left, trailing by 9. Inbound to Milner. Handoff right here. Will they take a shot? They won't. That's it. That is it. Lumen Christie with an immaculate fourth quarter to steal this one from Ovid Elsie, 57-48. Here in the regional championship at Ithaca High School. Wow. Boy, this will be interesting to break down for sure. As Lumen Christie mentioned, opened the game with a 16-6 score. Ovid Elsie cut it down to a 6-point deficit at the end of the first, then outscored Lumen 10-4. In the second quarter to go into halftime tied at 20, and then outscoring Lumen again 17-12 in the third to take a 37-32 lead into the fourth quarter. And then Lumen, bang, several great plays by Timmy Crowley. Eventually Lumen able to go tied. Both teams went back and forth for a few possessions, and then all of a sudden Lumen tied at 41, able to make those shots, able to build a lead that they would not relinquish. And able to win the free throw battle down the stretch and defeat the Ovid Elsie Marauders 57-48 in the regional championship. Boy, and it has been a bruising battle for Lumen Christie. in these playoffs. Their only really given game that they had was that district semifinal against Napoleon. Just absolutely ran all over them. And then from that point on, it was a double overtime dramatic affair over Hanover Horton in the district championship. And then here on Tuesday, regional semifinal. Again, they had to make a little bit of a late run against Stockbridge to pull that one off. And then same thing here against Ovid-Elsie. Had to play probably close to a perfect fourth quarter, and they got that. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to wrap this thing up next. Again, Lumen takes down Ovid-Elsie in the regional championship, 57-48. Back in a moment here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and bright walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. Inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Boys Regional Championship at Ithaca High School. Lumen Christi Titans able to take down the Ovid LZ Marauders 57-48 on a 25-11 fourth quarter to turn a 7-point deficit at the end of the third into a big 9-point win. Moving on to the state quarterfinals, the Great Eight for the second season in a row. Let's get to the final point totals here. Luke Trope leading the way with 22 points. Timmy Crowley, a big time 15 points. Much of that in that fourth quarter, really, he put the team on his shoulders there in that fourth quarter, really, to bring his team back into it and help give them the lead. Ashton Cowan also had 12. We got 4 from Broden Burgess, 2 each from Marion Clay and Cash Kawahar. Meanwhile, for Ovid Elsey, leading scorer was Trice Tokar with 18 points. He also got 13 points for Tucker Loins, 7 points for Jake Bowen, 6 for Travis Milner Jr., and 4 for Jace Herblett. Lumen Christi improves their overall season record to 23-3. Ovid Elsey, again, made the deepest postseason run that they have in quite some time, but unfortunately, their season comes to an end just shy of the Great Eight. They drop to 20-6 as their 2024-2025 season comes to an end. That'll do it for tonight's game. One more time, final score, Lumen 57, Ovid LC 48. Up next in the state quarterfinals on Tuesday, Lumen Christi will take on the winner of Gabriel Richard and St. Mary Catholic Central at Lincoln High School in Ypsilanti. Live coverage on Jackson's News Talk, WKHM 970 AM and 101.5 FM. For Luke Moorhead back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Live coverage of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow was brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee, Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's Chem Drive, East Jackson Community School, Napoleon School, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton School, and Lomar Machine and Tool.